We are talking mental health today. Our guest is corporate psychologist and management consultant, Dr. Patricia Thompson, creator of the Executive Mindfulness Online Course. It's a self-paced course designed to help you transform your work through mindfulness. And I'm a big fan of mindfulness, so I'm very glad to welcome you to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
All right. So this is obviously a big problem that we're having, people getting stressed out at work. And what's going on out there? Can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, I think stress is definitely increasing. That's what we're seeing in the numbers. You know, and I think people are at increased risk for burnout. One of the things that I think is happening is that we're trying to do more with less. And at the same time, we have smartphones and laptops. And although they're great in terms of being able to stay in touch with what's going on in the office, the disadvantage is that it makes it hard to turn off the office and people can be accessible around the clock. And I
yes.
think those sorts of demands just make it so hard for people to disconnect and to be able to recharge when they're off of work.
Yeah. I'll give kudos to our new boss. He said we can't be calling people when they're not on the clock anymore. We need to try and slim that down a little bit, which, you know, then I feel like I kind of miss stuff. I feel like I'm out of the loop, but no, it's kind of good. And I just recently had my birthday. I try to take my birthday off. So that was my mental health day. What are the signs that you are burning out and definitely are in line for a mental health day?
Yeah, so there are some pretty classic signs that you want to be looking out for. One, obviously, is just fatigue. Are you exhausted or feeling like your energy is lower than normal? But another one is kind of if you've lost enthusiasm for your job. So, you know, sometimes I've worked with clients who had a job that they used to love, and now they hate it, and they've come to resent it. And a lot of it has to do with just being overworked, and that makes them more negative and irritable on the job or, you know, perhaps at home as well. You also want to look at your performance. If your performance is declining and you can't really put a finger on why, could be that your motivation has gone down or you're not trying as hard or it's harder to focus. And then the other thing I would say is just if you have a hard time disconnecting from work in general. So are you always complaining about work to family members or friends? Do you find that you're always thinking about work or that it's stressing you out because you can never, you know, fully get away? And those are the sorts of things that could let you know that maybe it's time for a mental health break.
Now, when you say a mental health, that means do you unplug completely? Like you're not available? Like, you know, sometimes your friends are at work. So do you just completely shut off or you take a day, a week, or how does all that work out? Just what you need?
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on how burnt out you feel. But I would say that sometimes just taking a day off can be really helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're feeling physically ill, nobody bats an eye about taking a day off to be able to recharge.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're mentally feeling like you're a little bit burnt out, I think starting with a day can be helpful. And then a lot of employees actually report that that's all they need to be able to get themselves back on track. Now, how you spend that time mm-hmm. will be dependent on what's relieving for you. But giving yourself a chance to disconnect, I think, is really important.
Okay. Now, is there any stigma around mental health or people? I guess you really just kind of keep it between UNH and human resources or whatever, but how's the stigma? Is it decreasing a little bit?
You know, I think it depends on the organization, and I think there's still a lot of room to go. But I think that we're increasing in terms of our awareness of how important mental health is.
Yes.
You know, just last week I was actually consulting with a CEO, and one of the things that he was concerned about was that one of the people who reported to him was working around the clock. And he was concerned that she was going to burn out.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that I might not have heard 10 years ago. You know, that would have been held up as a really great sort of approach
yeah,
to work.
Exactly.
So I think it's increasing in terms of our awareness of it, but it's definitely dependent on the organization that you're in. And I think that there's still a lot of room for kind of improvement in this area.
So what are the benefits of having a mental health friendly workplace?
Well, first of all, just from a culture perspective, mm-hmm. people feel more supported. It's a more positive culture. And in general, what we find is that when people are working in more positive cultures, they tend to be more productive.
Yes.
They tend to be kind of better organizational citizens and that they're nicer to one another. And it also tends to have a positive impact in terms of their work with clients. You know, if you're a taskmaster and then you're having people who are working in customer service underneath you, you're just not as likely to get as good of a response from them as when you have a positive culture. We also know actually that having a positive culture can have a positive impact on people's physical health as well. and the bottom line.
Yes.
So there really is a lot of benefit to focusing on that.
That was my next question. How does it affect the bottom line?
Well, so if you think about it, if people are feeling better and they're more productive and they're performing better and they feel better about their coworkers, then they're going to be performing at a higher level. And by the same token, if they are not calling in sick because they're
yes.
less sick and they're not quitting their job because they hate it,
right.
then that has some real positive impacts, not only in terms of health insurance, but also in terms of things like costs associated with absenteeism or associated with people who are quitting and turning over and having to hire someone new. So it has a lot of positive impact.
Now, when I'm thinking about the bottom line and money and stuff, I like, what if you're stressed out at work about like either coworkers or your pay, or there are just other things? How do you go about ironing those issues out, or can you?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the individual or for the company?
Maybe both.
Okay. Like, one thing I suggest individuals do if they're feeling stressed out at work is to conduct a stress inventory. Like, just write down what are the different things at work that are stressing you out, mm-hmm. and then to try to address the things that you can address.
Okay.
So if one thing is, say, you're feeling overworked, can you have a conversation with your boss about your workload? Or if you're a leader, are there opportunities to delegate work to other people? Or perhaps are you just not managing your time well, and so, you know, you're not getting your work done as productively as you should be? You know, if one of the things that's stressing you out is perhaps there's some work-family conflict, so mm-hmm. you're bringing work home with you a lot,
okay.
then, you know, find ways to set some boundaries so that you're not working around the clock and creating issues at home.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah, and I would say from an organizational perspective, what you want to do is perhaps talk to employees and find out what's stressing them out, and then take the same approach in terms of really trying to take a bite out of the things that you can control. You might
yeah.
not be able to control everything, but you can definitely
right.
put some processes in place to help them.
Are there office ways to increase mindfulness just in the office? Like, meetings are not the best way to build that kind of cohesiveness, or are they? I could be wrong about that. But just ways around the office that we can make people happier to be there, I guess is my question.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing is just focusing on relationships tends to make people happier to be there. You know, people bring their whole selves to work.
Right.
And I think often workplaces kind of can treat people like they're robots in a sense and not really pay attention to the emotional element. So we know that positive relationships really help. Having an organization that encourages wellness can be good too. So I know one organization I work with that encourages employees to work out on Wednesdays, like take an hour during the day to work out, and then that puts them in a good mood to do that. Having mindfulness is another positive thing. So teaching people how to have a mindfulness practice, or sometimes organizations will allow people to do guided meditations during
awesome.
The day so that they give themselves a chance to kind of renew and restore. And if you're not in an organization where they have things like that, then you can do your own research. Like on my website at silverliningpsychology.com, I have information about mindfulness and other ways that you can deal with stress in the workplace. So there are a lot of different things that you can do.
As we're having this conversation, I look across out the window, and the Burger King building is right across the way from us, and they just recently built a building and they put in a basketball court that we can watch from here, which we just thought was really cool. I mean, it's nice to actually just watch them, and I feel like that really kind of builds it releases and builds stuff.
Yeah, and we also know that exercise really helps you in terms of making you mentally sharper.
Yeah.
And so being able to take a break like that during the day is amazing.
Yeah, I'd like to just go take a walk. We live in a really nice place, so it's a great place to go take a walk and get outside and do things like that. Any other suggestions you have for increasing mindfulness at work practices?
Yeah, I think just a few other things would be, you know, just taking 5 minutes during the day to take some deep breaths. Just disconnect and allow yourself to recenter. You mentioned kind of getting outside, and that's another really important one. Or even if you're not able to do that, just sit down and eat your lunch mindfully. You know, instead of scarfing it back, give yourself time to actually enjoy your meal and to really taste it and enjoy all of that. And that's a good break during the day as well.
Do you have any opinions on multitasking?
I'm not a huge fan of multitasking just because I don't think that it really exists. Okay. What we tend to do is just go from one task to the next. And so, in a sense, you're just interrupting yourself and not allowing yourself to be as efficient as you would be if you tried to do one thing at a time. So sometimes you can avoid it, but yeah. I think like if you can try to avoid it as much as you can, you'll be more efficient.
I totally agree with that one. All right. Well, our guest today, I appreciate you being here, Dr. Patricia Thompson. And you can learn more about Dr. Patricia Thompson and executive mindfulness at executivemindfulness.org, as well as silverliningpsychology.com, correct?
That's correct.
And the book is The Consummate Leader, A Holistic Guide to Inspiring Growth in Others and in Yourself. That's awesome. I look forward to reading that as well. Thank you.
Thank you
for being here.
Thank you for having me.